Tony, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Glad to be on the show.
The modern mixologist, local guy done well. we've talked before, but remind us a little bit about what's we want to talk about the event, but tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, Paul, yes, we have. And as you know, I started my career at the Brass Rail Bar in 1980 under the watchful eye of Helen David, my cousin, as well as my cousin Tony Abuganum and my uncle Charlie Ganum. And went on to do the bar program at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Started the Modern Mixologist Consulting Company in 2004, wrote a couple books, and now I am a partner with another Michigan chef, Sean McLean, at a place called Libertine Social at Mandalay Bay here in Las Vegas.
But you've never forgotten your roots. You like to get back to the rail as often as you can, right?
Well, I was just there for boat night, Paul. I pulled a shift with my cousin Maroon on boat night, and, you know, Port Huron is still home, and I try to come home at least once a year in the summertime.
So tell us what's going on next week. This is a really cool event.
Well, in memory of my cousin Helen David, I started the Helen David Relief Fund in 2010, and the Helen David Relief Fund benefits bartenders and their families who've been affected by breast cancer. So the United States Bartenders Guild, who the Helen David Relief Fund is under, is having their national conference in Detroit. And we thought it'd be what a great idea to stage a bike ride and get bartenders from all over the country. There'll be over 100 bartenders that will be converging on the Brass Rail next Monday, August 14th, and show them a little piece of Port Huron, a little piece of Helen and where it all started in 1937.
That is outstanding. What a great way to bring some great people up to Port Huron and to help a special cause at the same time.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, the Brass Rail is the same today as it was. My cousin Maroon Abuganum runs it today. It's had its 80th anniversary in June, which is an amazing feat for any establishment. And it really is the same. And I think that bartenders will be able to come in and they'll read about Helen and they'll feel it. And, you know, they've heard so much about her over the years and how much she's contributed to our industry. And this will give bartenders, like I said, from all over the country an opportunity to really feel what Helen contributed to our profession.
Well, she really cared about this community a lot and did a lot for this community. And you still sense her presence when you're at the rail, don't you?
You really do. And, you know, like I said, my cousin Maroon runs it today, and it, you know, hasn't really changed anything. And it really is something really special. And she was such a philanthropic person and such a contributor to the community and sports teams in the community and the old Flags team. And, you know, and that all lives on today at the rail. And, you know, I felt it was so important to, you know, really to keep her memory alive in something that I think she'd be very humbled and honored by, being a two-time breast cancer survivor herself, when a time, you know, when women really didn't survive breast cancer. So we really, in her memory, get to help people who are struggling with this terrible disease.
You know, when you try and describe the Brass Rail to somebody who hasn't been there before, who's not necessarily from the area, it's almost like you have to come up with two descriptions, because there's the Brass Rail that everybody visits at Christmas time to get the Tom and Jerry, and the place is packed wall to wall and the beautiful bright Christmas lights on the bar. And then there's the Brass Rail the rest of the year that's just like you said. It hasn't changed a bit, has it?
No. It really is the definitive neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be doctors there, there'll be lawyers there, there'll be the postman, there'll be construction workers, policemen. They all congregate at the Brass Rail. And you know, Helen once told me, said, you know, more deals take place in the Brass Rail than in any courthouse in Port Huron. And it really was, you know, you could go in there in the morning, the nurses would be getting off work, and my Uncle Charlie would be holding court. And it really is a special place.
Next Monday, August 14th is the date, 5 till 7:30 at the Brass Rail, and you're going to have all those bicyclers, all those bartenders doing a little ride up from St. Clair. But I expect to see a lot of people there, even outside of that. It should be a fun night.
Well, we want to invite a lot of the locals, a lot of people that knew Helen, a lot of good stories to be told, a lot of memories to rehash, and that's what we're really hoping, that a lot of the community will turn out and kind of show their support it's for a great cause with the Helen David Relief Fund, and it's something that, you know, we hope that will go on for years and years, just like Helen's memory at the Brass Rail.
Absolutely. Tony, thanks for doing this. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Paul, it's always a pleasure to do your show, and thanks for having me, and thanks for supporting the Helen David Relief Fund.
You got it. You take care. Bye-bye.
You